now that you're in Canada, you're moving mad, bro. The Canadian, the Canadian air has got you moving crazy.
You know what, guys? You know what? We were counting down to this podcast episode, and I decided to do what that BBC woman did. Right? I did nothing wrong.
Imagine.
I was Susie's counting here acting down. Like,
Susie's out here acting like a 13-year-old on a Lothian bus, bro. Like. You know, can't lie, I am. A first bus.
Back oh, by the way, day. Those are coming back.
They're a thing in Glasgow. I didn't know this.
What? Really?
Like, they're normal in Glasgow. Crazy.
Anyway, ladies and gents.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. Season 2, episode 2 of Black Scott Pod.
AV Club doesn't count as an episode. Does it?
There'll be a naming convention one day. I don't know. I'm just naming them all the same. You know what? I'm just naming them all. You just have to know which one's AV Club because it will say so in the blurb. But
and that's that. You're calling it a day. But wait, so technically this is the third then, isn't it? Third episode.
No.
Girl, I lost her. Damn.
Not same. Anyway, guys.
It's been long. Sorry,
it's been so long. Jesus, it's been a whole year.
Jesus. Like, next week will still be January.
You're so right.
Bro, what going on with that? Bro, I don't know,
but I've literally been on holiday for 2 weeks in a separate country, and it's still January.
You're in a whole different dimension.
I celebrated my birthday, New Year's, my brother's birthday. A lot has happened in this month. I've even been to work for a week.
What, you've been to work?
Oh yeah, you've been to work for a week.
I forgot you worked. And then now you've been gone. Even going to lie. In the group chat, we're all like, Susie needs to come back. Like, we're all generally just being like, Susie needs to come back. You're coming back, bro. Like, no, you're having too much fun. What's going on?
Two weeks. I didn't see these messages, guys.
No, because we're not saying it. We're not saying it in the group chat. This one would be salty. Well, we'll all just be like sitting down together. And then we're like, we look at our phones and we're like.
She's outside. Susie's having fun again.
She needs to come home. She's had too much
fun. I'm freezing.
You're gallivanting.
I actually am gallivanting right now. I'm gallivanting. And I've got no regrets, guys.
I've got no
regrets. Zero regrets.
You're gallivanting. You're gallivanting. So, it's too much.
Well, guys, to catch you up, I am in Edmonton, in Canada. Wow, who's surprised? Not me.
Not anyone. What?
Canadian immigration are tired. They're gonna be like, "Do you just want to move?" I can move.
Slow your roll.
Don't
because you can't be Black Scott Can Pod.
Black Scott Pod in Canada. I mean, I'm not allowed to work here.
Technically, it doesn't work. Yeah,
so, you know. By the time you listen to this, I'll be back.
Don't be out here winking at the don't be out here winking like
it's,
that, bro.
It's not working. Hi, Canadian immigration. This isn't actually working.
No.
That's all.
No. No, I'm actually generally scared that you're not going to come back. I'm not going to lie.
Why?
Because, Susie.
There's too much sunlight, right?
God.
Why would I come back to the UK where there's no sunlight?
I know you're complaining that your skin ain't glowing, right? But there is not a single blemish in sight, bro.
Okay, guys, so on the plan today, we're going to talk about some weather, because, like, why the fuck not? Because apparently it's been on every side of this planet, right? No, we've all been getting wrestled back and forth with this weather. Right, do you want to go, or should I go about my trip?
I mean, you can go about your first, because I feel like nobody's kind of going to be surprised given the circumstances.
So, guys, I, like a big, massive idiot, came to Edmonton/Calgary... during January. It's not uncommon for it to be minus 20 degrees Celsius, but I say do it for the plot. Anyways, so my flight was from Edinburgh to Newark/New York, which is like fun. I've had in New York stuck in my head like the whole time. Every time I'm in that terminal, I'm like, concrete jungle, wet dream tomato.
Wet dreams tomato.
Look, yeah, tomato. I'm picturing little mama like doing the. Like, I don't know if you've seen that meme, but it's yeah, picturing little mama like when she gets on the stage with Alicia and then, Keys like, and Jay-Z. Someone's trying
to stop her. Oh my god.
They needed one of them hooks that they have in cartoons.
Like that, so that craziness. That was you.
So, yeah, that was me. I have been like, when I heard like the New Jersey girls like talking, I'm like, yes, ma, get it.
I know you're smiling she, like that as well.
I literally heard them talking like, yeah, she had us out there looking like a bunch. And I was like,
You're getting excited. No.
I was like, yes.
I'm so jealous. I'm here for the accents.
Anyway, the weather, guys, was freaking freezing, and then I got to Calgary, and as we were about to land in Calgary, I'm just looking at the ground, and there's this weird mist. But if you've ever seen a mist that's so heavy like that, you know you're in danger. As soon as I looked at the mist, now I was like, this looks heavy. Like, for some reason, when we're flying through these clouds with the turbulence, like, it's a bit much, actually. Bear in mind, this is when that Air Alaska flight's like door thing blew off. So I'm flying like a couple of days after that's happened.
Wait, what? A door flew off. I didn't know that.
Surely you're joking. You're joking.
I did not know that a door flew off.
Well, listen, why did you Air Alaska. Fly? It's a Boeing. It's a why Boeing flight. You... A few days before, so like obviously, Charlene, my friend, was like, because like it was expensive.
Girl, damn. Mm-mm, you really say it for the plot.
For the freaking plot. Are you joking? Like, would you literally not fly? Sure.
I mean, I
like,
would, but a door fell off. Air Alaska,
Boeing, it's a, what do they call it? Like a door plug. So you know how in some planes, where there's meant to be a door, they'll just like plug it up and it looks like a window, but you can still see the outline of the door. It's a door plug. So there's some planes, like a specific plane type that Boeing made during COVID. But I'm telling you, COVID quality needs to be feared. But anyway.
Is it COVID quality proof? Please.
Everything that was made in COVID, I'm just telling you, I don't trust it.
It ain't okay.
It was done during the Great Resignation when like people just had to pick up a new skill. Including making planes. Anyways, I'll start
covering up plane doors.
So they did that. The plane door blew off mid-flight, I think at like 16,000 feet. Thankfully, nobody died. It was big news.
How?
Nobody died because nobody was sat in that seat. People that were meant to be sitting in the seat had missed their flight or had canceled or whatever it was.
And the people around, like the air?
Yeah, the people beside, like, apparently like two rows behind, like there was this like young 16-year-old boy, and like basically his shirt goes sucked out off his body. Clear, off. Yeah, like sucked out into the vacuum. And two iPhones like were flew out, some luggage, the whole shebang. They found the freaking phones were still on operating. So, I mean, if anybody's made it out of this all right, it's Apple. Those phones fell from 16,000 feet and were still on. And one of the phones was still on, like, a baggage claim for that flight. I love it.
Golden.
So that had happened. And then, of course, there was the incident in Japan, because obviously there was that earthquake that had happened, and there was a small Coast Guard plane that was meant to be delivering some supplies to the affected region, but at the same time as that plane was maybe taxiing, I don't know, like details to come, I think the plane was like taxiing and then the other one was landing. But yeah, thankfully, well, do you know what, actually I can't even say thankfully, people died, but not a lot of people, I guess. So anyway, tragic. Oh, so I decided to fly during this week. This is why
I don't like listen to news. That's crazy.
It happens so rare. Yeah, it's rare. So.
It's crazy. But you chances decided are to you fly make anyways. It.
Yeah, I decided to fly, saw the heavy ass fog, and then I was like, right. this looks weird. And then almost immediately as I had that thought, everybody's phone on the plane went off, because obviously we must have all started connecting to the network. You know, nah, that emergency alert, the purge one. The one that goes, bah, bah, bah. Remember in the UK when we had that test?
In the plane.
In the plane, no. Instantly, at the same time.
Oh my God. I would have shitted myself my pants. I would have shat. I'm sorry, but I genuinely would have, like, I would have no fucking way, Susie.
Yeah.
I'm like, blah, blah, across the entire plane, and y'all didn't act like as if,
let
like, all of a sudden,
let
like,
me read this
you're
out
not
going to
gonna hear this is the final purge.
Yeah, this is what went with it. It said, emergency alert. This is an Alberta emergency alert issued by the AEMA. This alert is in effect for Alberta. Extreme cold resulting in high power demand has placed the Alberta grid at a high risk of rotating power outages this evening. Albertans are asked to immediately limit their electricity use to essential needs only. Turn off unnecessary lights and electrical appliances. Minimize the use of space heaters, delay use of major power appliances, delay charging electrical vehicles and plug-in in block heaters. Cook with microwave instead of stone, imagine. For more info, visit Alberta Electric System Operator. Guys, I landed and this shit was minus 50.
Minus 50 degrees?
It is still, yeah.
Is that real?
Like, yeah.
That can happen. I thought that was like only in the Antarctic. No. You know, like.
I don't know if it was like wind chill, but it was minus 50. I think like when I landed, it was minus 40, feels like minus 60. Feels like. I said, who felt like? Who felt this? Minus 50. Are you joking?
Stop.
I went from shivering like at minus 5. What do you think happened at minus 50? I didn't even have my gloves out. Anyway, so Charlene literally picked me up and she was like, oh, how are you? And I was like, was this alert? And she was like, I hoped you hadn't seen that.
I hope you hadn't seen that. Oh, jokes. Jokes. Well, here's the thing.
Jokes. What the fuck? It's minus 50.
Minus 50 is
every
crazy.
Every time I'm here, I'm so shocked. If it's not minus 50, it's a 20% tip.
But you still want to move.
I still would, though. The sun is nice.
Yeah. That sun hits different.
I'm literally
that
inside right now. I've not
different.
Left for 24 hours, actually.
Yeah. Nah.
But yeah, minus 50 degrees, went outside. Like, I've never felt that in my life. It was like dry ice. Like, you literally go outside and you cannot take a big breath in because, like, ooh, your lung starts doing some weird, like, shit where it feels like it's like, let me not go too deep, actually. Oh, actually, today is very warm. Guess what it is?
What is it?
1 degree.
Oh my God, I hate you.
The snow is melting.
It's 1 degree. Oh my God. No.
But yeah, sorry guys. I've learned about what winter is. And let me just tell you, you know what? I would actually do this again. That was insane. Like, that, you know how weird it is to witness like a natural phenomenon? It's so insane because you can actually like see things like freeze in place. When we were driving to Edmonton, because obviously I landed in Calgary.
Uh-huh.
Literally, I saw these horses and these cows and they was just like stuck in one position. They were not moving. And for the longest time ever, we were like, are they even alive? Because bear in mind, this is like minus 40 degrees Celsius. Like, what is the temperature that a cow or a horse can handle?
That's
They've got really big temperature extremes.
Scary.
But there was literally like a few horses and cows that we saw that were like mid-graze and you could not even see their mouths moving. They were just like stuck in place. But apparently when it gets really cold and really extreme, like animals, we just like stay in some kind of stasis, like to conserve energy. So they try not to shiver or something. Like it was just insane. It was very like apocalyptic. Which brings me to the fact that The Last of Us was filmed in Edmonton, literally on the street that I'm staying at.
Mad. I'm so jealous about that.
Dude, literally the second we were driving in, I was like, with all this cold, this looks very post-apocalyptic, not even knowing.
Not even knowing the situation.
Yeah. But anyways, guys, that's me. Shirley, so what's been going on in Britain?
Well, nothing as exciting as that.
I hear you guys in a tornado warning. What do you mean?
It's the end of days. Conspiracy hour. It's the end of days.
I love it.
Because
I love it.
For what reason are we getting a tornado warning in Fife?
In Fife?
Fife.
Did it land?
I don't think so.
My BBC has been really terrible.
I don't think it landed. Personally, I don't, because I feel like we'd be making a little bit more of an issue. But someone did take a video, and there was some... It was forming.
Oh, my God.
And so I had to pretty much get my colleague to drop me off home the day that it was, the warning, because I was too scared to get on a double-decker bus. She was like, just sit at the bottom, and I was like, that doesn't help.
What's that gonna do you for tips?
She was like, there's less risk. I was like, broski, like, no way. So the luckily they dropped me off home.
About that.
Like, put it this way, my rubbish is covering the street right now. Like,
no way.
My bin is all over, but it's not just mine. Obviously, it's everybody else's as well. But these, the council, I guess, are gonna deal with it. I don't know. Like, I don't know what happens in that situation.
They wait for you all to get out there with litter pickers.
Moving on. no, but it was also 12 degrees that day, and when you can just smell the electricity in the air.
Ew.
What was this, 2 days ago?
Static or what?
It just
felt charged.
The air was sticky and charged. It was 12 degrees, and it was just
I guess that's what it was.
Bear in mind,
yeah,
the day before it was -5. Then the next day is 12 degrees. Woo! I was curved. At work, the doors were singing open and stuff.
Oh, my God.
It was scary, but, it calmed down, dramatically. And then it get me started on the traffic because of the trees.
It's been the eye of the storm. What?
Apparently, there's been trees falling in Edinburgh. Yeah, and that's why there's traffic everywhere. For some reason, the road along work, the big, 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 big road.
Mm-hmm.
The one at the bridge. I don't want to mention the name of the bridge just in case you just want to stalk me.
The one with the three bridges, yeah, for sure.
Aye, the bridges, aye, that, yeah. that was closed off for a hot minute because I think there was something on there.
God.
Yeah. That's insane. So it's the end of the days, guys, because why are we getting tornadoes in Scotland?
Oh, climate change. Don't know, y'all say it won't affect me, it'll affect my grandchildren.
Right, it's affecting us right now.
Affecting us right now.
Grandchildren. It's right now. So if it's
bad
this
year. I could
deal
with that in my 80s. That seems like a lot. And it's going to get worse.
I reckon that was worse than Hurricane Bobak. And I don't know if you remember Hurricane Bobak.
With the trampolines, yeah.
Bro? Do you know, it was so bad, right? So over the past couple of days at work, I've just been wearing my glueless wig. Because life is too hard. I've been wearing my big afro wig because life is too hard to be gluing. The wind was so bad that I could not take the risk.
Oh my God.
It was not an option. Why do you think I'm wearing this wig again? It's not by choice. It's by force. By gale force.
Put it down. No way.
It's genuinely by gale force. It's not. It's. But,
that's genuinely hilarious. But also, I can't imagine. Because I got... Yeah, I got a text message from Ross being there's a tornado warning. And I was like, are you joking? Oh my God. Make sure the cats are okay.
Make sure the cats are okay.
No, because I was scared for Louis and Zinky.
No, it's very scary.
Because I mean? Because I don't know how, because they're not very good with the fireworks and stuff. And obviously, wind noise is just something else.
Wind noise is that night. Luckily, I had Gold staying with me, but I was so scared. I didn't even want to admit it. It's when you can feel things rattling,
right? The windows,
and it's the doors are closed, yet you can hear the click, click. Obviously, because I live in an old house, so it's one of them ones there where it's not fully sealed. I hate tenement housing, bro. Like, I love my flat, but I also hate it low-key because, like, there's gaps, bro. There's gaps. These old-ass houses, there's gaps. The wind just be coming in like...
No, you guys are brave. Like, I mean, I was complaining about my minus 50, but you guys were dealing with, like, the worst.
Tornadoes.
Yeah.
Nah, minus 50 is crazy, though. That sounds like it's made up.
It was, like, the day after tomorrow. I'm not going to lie. It literally did look like scenes from there.
It generally sounds made up. Go try tell somebody that only sees heat.
Did you take any photos? Because I'm feeling like I want to do a little slideshow. But anyways, guys, what were we going to talk about as well? The food in Edmonton is actually really nice, and I've become obsessed with two places.
Please tell me.
One, Old Spaghetti Factory. Love it. It's like Frankie and Benny's, but better.
Okay.
Like, actually, what maybe Frankie and Benny's was like back in the day.
All right, yeah.
And you get some free bread, and you get a side salad that's included, but because I'm a bougie bitch, I was like, yeah, I'll pay the $2 for the Caesar salad.
$2. I'm on holiday.
I don't want your free salad.
Yeah, not the free salad.
Hey, that costs a lot. No, I don't want that. I really want.
What about
I
the beetroot?
Right, guys. I think we just speak in memes in this podcast.
We do now. Right. We speak TikTok. We're millennials that speak TikTok.
Fluent
in TikTok.
Of course,
we're going to say past the colossal law.
Right? So anyways, this Caesar salad has me hooked. Do you know how embarrassing it is to go into a restaurant not even 12 hours since you were last there?
Not even 12 hours?
And it's one of those, like, small, like, diner-type places. So, like, I'm literally, like, the guy who cashed me out yesterday is the guy who's sitting me out. That,
oh, my God.
I know he was, like, is this a joke?
Girl, is he okay?
Give me the recipe for the Caesar salad, I beg.
To order the exact same thing?
No, this time I had steak and pasta. So everything comes with spaghetti, because obviously it's Old Spaghetti Factory.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a rack of ribs with a side of spaghetti.
I like that concept. Like? Is the spaghetti just plain spaghetti, or is it like sauced spaghetti?
Sauced spaghetti.
What kind of sauce?
Like, you can you get pick marinara your sauce? Marinara sauce, yeah, marinara sauce, meat
like
sauce,
cheese sauce,
pesto sauce,
damn,
seafood sauce, like
damn,
fucking parmesan. Like
damn,
Old Spaghetti Factory is gonna see me again.
Oh, the Old Spaghetti Factory sounds like it's gonna see me.
Old Spaghetti Factory will see me again. There was some talk about going to Olive Garden, but I might save that for America.
Oh, America.
So there's
talk
that.
America.
I cannot wait. And I'm obsessed with this place called The Last Act Pub.
Mm-hmm.
And they have these things called dill pickle wings. Oh, my God.
Okay. It's not where I thought that sentence was going, but yeah.
It's dill pickle. Do you know what that is? Yeah. My mouth is watering again. Jesus. So I made a brand new friend.
Susie, you look like you're
Shelley.
Flirting with the dill pickle, bro. You literally just flirted with the dill pickle in your imagination, and I saw it in your face.
No, you like, guys, I'm so stressed out because I'm never going to eat. Do you know what? You're right. Because what time is it for me now? It's 1:35 when I'm recording this. So 1:35 p.m. And for Shirley, it's like 8 p.m.
I think, mate.
So, you know what? I'm going to go and skip the dishes. Just
and get your dill pickle wings. You're going to get dill pickle wings. So,
also, everything comes in like a pound of wings. And I'm like, what the fuck is a pound of wings?
How big is a pound of wings?
Apparently, it's 8 wings. And I was like, yeah, but what is that?
Yeah, but like, you've did like, how many wings? Are they fat? Are they fatties?
Yeah, they're good meaty sizes. Anyways, dill pickle. Think of what a pickle tastes like, as in that sourness,
mm-hmm,
and then the meatiness,
mm-hmm,
and then you just squeeze some lemon on that bad boy. I took one bite and I knew I was in trouble.
Oh,
just one bite, guys.
You dip them in any sauce?
Yeah, you can have some hot sauce, or you can have some ranch.
Oh, not the ranch. God, not the ranch.
I might bring you some packets of, like, dry ranch
seasoning. Oh, my God, please bring back some ranch.
We're very simple girls, everyone. Very simple. But anyways, I just wanted to mention real quick that the food scene in Edmonton is actually all right. Like, it's not too bad. And they have, like, really cute, quaint British pub things that are, like...
Okay.
Cute. One of them has got a Burns night tomorrow.
A Burns night tomorrow?
A Burns night.
That's like, actually that's crazy.
But I'm not going to be here tomorrow. No, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be in Jasper. No, we're going to Jasper, and then we're going to go through the Rockies, and then we are going to go through Lake Louise. So we're going
to... I love Charlene, but can you please come home? I'm actually tired. No, stop telling me about all the fun you're about to have.
I'm here to enjoy. I don't want to see good scenery and sunlight.
I'm here to... No.
It looks too delicious. Oh, well, next time.
I'm so jealous. Like, your skin looks so good. I'm actually just mad looking at you. I'm mad.
Just wait until I come back and I go back to looking like... A Grinch.
I'm not gonna lie, to be honest with you, to come back from the sun to here and the way that you just see your skin start to like lose color.
Just luster. Vibrancy. So, Shirley.
I've been living off pies, so don't ask me what I've been eating. I've been living off KFC and pies, my guy. The other night, I made myself a lamb stew. It was actually really nice with some rice. But,
okay.
okay.
It's not too bad.
It's actually quite mad because I've not been cooking. That's my issue. So when I finally cooked, I was like, oh, Shirley, you do treat yourself good, don't you, girl? Don't you, girl? But nah, I've been living very, very peaceful, quietness, lifeness. Of just being at home and doing nothing. And that is literally what I was just about to say. I've been discovering new music and I just want to have a conversation about
and say that shit with your chest.
Yeah.
Then I don't know.
It's something else. It's something else.
What do
this
you
This is
think?
The first time I've liked an Ari song since the whole album. But Fake Smile as well. And Imagine. Oh, do you remember Imagine?
Imagine a world like
I used to have that album on repeat, like, every day. It doesn't matter where I was going, what I was doing, that was the album.
Word.
How do you feel about it?
I don't like it. I mean, apart from the chorus. That's it. Well, like, the chorus is nice, but
Wait, you don't like the song?
Nah, it didn't do much for me. I thought that was a very lackluster one. I think she released it to do some damage control on her public image. That's it.
What? Wait, why? What's happening now? Gosh.
You're lying. Oh, you're joking. You know what she's been up to. Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You know about her and SpongeBob, right?
No. No, whoa. What do you mean her and SpongeBob? What?
Ariana's been busy. You know, SpongeBob. she's very problematic. So?
How can she be busy with SpongeBob? No. Elaborate on the SpongeBob.
So, Ariana has been filming Wicked, the movie, right? One of her co-stars, Ethan Slater, also played SpongeBob in the Broadway musical. Right? Anyway, some rumors, blah, 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 blind items, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, for like a couple of months. And then suddenly, I think Ethan Slater comes out and says, I'm getting divorced from my wife. And this baby that we just had that's less than a year old. I'm getting divorced.
Wait.
Yep, he was near... Yep.
Wait. So yes, this is yet another marriage scandal for Ariana.
Yeah. And so... Yeah. So he announces his divorce. And then she, like a few days later, announces her divorce from Dalton Gomez or whatever, who she's been married to for like... just about a year or some shit like that after getting engaged after like 2 months of dating, who knows, whatever. So divorce is all around, and then Ethan Slater's wife comes out a few days later and she was like, you know what's really funny, I found out I was getting a divorce at the same time as the rest of the world. Isn't that fun, guys? Also, lol, this baby is less than a year old. What do you mean we get a divorce? And then she goes, also just to say, Ariana is not a girl's girl. Yeah. So, when Ariana comes out with yes and say that shit with your chest.
Oh. Oh my, crying out loud. Oh my god, why would you ruin the song for me?
Oh no, I still like it. I mean, like, lean into your artistry, like, but I do genuinely think that this song and the timing is, like, this song was
she's
not
gone
done.
Mad,
it's
hasn't
not
she?
Done.
She's gone
well,
mad.
She's getting a divorce.
Well, not mad. Obviously, she's not gone mad. That's a bit crazy. You can't see people are going mad, surely, for a while. But...
Well, I think a lot of people are speculating she needs help. Like...
She's moving mad because yeah. What the hell?
I mean, the song is nice for the chorus. Like, I actually do enjoy the chorus, but it's kind of like, Ari, girl,
no,
like
moving
your
crazy.
Public image has taken a huge hit. Do you know how bad it is to be called not a girl's girl? Not even people that are, like, really awful get that, you know?
No.
You're not a girl's girl. Do you know what that means? About
it
you.
That you are. Oh, it's giving. I don't have a lot of male friends. No, I'm joking.
No, it's really not. It's really the fuck not, guys.
It's what's the whole situation again? What's that meme again?
Not sure. But like literally.
I don't know what the meme is. I'm trying to find the meme because that's not the meme. You know, like the anyways, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's a meme about like girls that say that they're not a girl's girl.
Oh, and they're pick-me's. Yeah, it's giving something.
Yeah,
but it's
yeah
something,
because,
but, like,
bro, like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing, like,
what are
doing,
you
doing all of this?
That child is less than a year old. What are you doing? So that means when you guys started this thing, that wasn't you. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. I mean, like, listen, we're also holding the guy to account. Like, we truly are.
We're holding,
like,
everybody involved in
it. Let's not lie, but there's also,
account,
guys, there's also,
like,
a reason Naya Rivera did not like Ariana Grande. Because of the Big Sean thing. Ariana has form in this area.
She just... You know what, sis?
Well, you know what? If she owns it, then it is what it is. Yeah, do you know what? It is what it is.
Pop,
like,
off, but that's mad.
And he should
pop
be disgustingly
mad.
Ashamed of himself. I hope that kid, when it grows up, like, looks at what... That's what your
the
dad
situation
did.
And say, like, nah,
he's the one,
like,
who broke up your family.
You are not okay.
For what?
Moving mad.
For
people
what?
Just really have no, like, self-control these days. Like, self-control is out the window. It's
right
the
fuck
out the window.
Out. But yeah, I thought we'd just catch up with that. And just one final thing for me before we wrap this episode up, lads.
Tell me.
It's a short and quick one. Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie did not get a nomination for the Barbie movie. However... I mean, obviously, America Ferrera got one. Well-deserved.
Okay, yeah.
But so did Ryan Gosling. But that, it doesn't that go out of its way to prove what the movie was about, though? Like, especially, like, on the Ken side. So the patriarchy. Insane, because that film wouldn't have been there without Margot and Greta.
Nope.
For putting it through. America is just freaking fantastic. I wish she'd, like... earned more nominations, like, much earlier in her career.
Yeah, much earlier. Ugly Betty,
on
man.
This stuff.
But I know,
oh, yeah.
Like, that's not really... But ugly.
But, like,
she
literally,
was...
she deserves the accolades, absolutely. I think also, like, everyone else on that film deserved it for, like, kind of looking in that lens and in that way and just bringing
yeah.
something that people looked at and said it was a little doll film. Like, whatever. And Ryan Gosling has, of course, come out and been like,
nah,
doesn't make
that's...
sense, guys.
Yeah, oh, so people are speaking out at least. That's good. That's freaking crazy. But hey ho,
yeah,
tis the life we live in. So let's hope that makes the point that it's meant to make, right?
Yeah. Well then, it's
say
been good, lads. We'll join
it's
you in 2 more weeks. 2 weeks.
More
yeah, 2 weeks.
Of this blackness and Scotness and podness.
Yeah. And this time, I'll be recording from the UK, where my skin will be bad again.
Yeah, bad again. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna do like a. I'm gonna do like a the things that you miss to make you feel depressed about it, and then the things that you appreciate about.
No, I'm gonna pack some snow into a Ziploc bag and bring it with me.
Don't not after making me smuggle like maple leaves.
Dead.
Anyway, guys, thank you for listening to today's episode.
We will see you very soon.
Yeah, we'll see you very soon.
All right, guys.
Toodaloo.